Let's grow Mpumalanga together.
So Sis Kodi will be joining us for today's Sanctified Message. She joins us every single Monday around this time. Well, normally around 20 minutes before we get to 1. So I'm dialing her up. I'm hoping she picks up. She's not in studio with us today. Let's see. Are we going to be able to reach her?
Hi.
Hi, Sis Kodi. Hi. There you are. Dumela
Nlekai.
Mama, I'm so glad to have managed to get a hold of you. Let's get straight into it. Today's message on a Sanctified Monday. Raise your children in God's way.
Raise your children in God's way. Let me greet the right FM listeners in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And greet you, Lily. The Bible says, Lily, in the book of Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So it's in the Bible because it's God's law. Mm-hmm. So we need to raise the children in God's way. God expects every parent to raise their children not in their way, but to raise them in God's way. And this will help the parents to fulfill the goals and what the child needs as the child grows and develops. And when a child is raised in the way of God, Lily, we teach them about God. That's number one. That they need to know who God is and they need to love God, because this will help them to be to regulate their emotions and their values as they grow up. So we must also create a loving environment. In these 16 days of activism, parents must create in the home a loving environment that encourages psychological safety for the children and the parents, that children are able to express how they feel to their parents without fear of being beaten, and also that parents demonstrate the love for each other to the children. Miles Monroe says the best gift a father can give to their children is to love their mother. So even Abobaba, they are given a responsibility, even by God, to love their wives. And says we also need to teach them the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. The Ten Commandments have made this generation, Abusa's Koni, to be where they are. Because now we are talking grace, but grace does not mean not observing the rule or the law. And because pastors now we are preaching grace and people are not understanding that grace does not mean we must overlook at the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. These are the basic fundamental foundation that when a child has grown and understand grace, they're able to apply the law in a gracious way. Or in an environment that upholds grace. And parents have a duty to nurture the talent and the gift. Lily, there's no child that is a fool or a stupid or in. Bonke abantwana laba sinabo, those with special needs that need more attention from teachers, they are still children of God, and God has put into them a talent that the other one who are intellectually strong don't have. So if we have a child with some form of learning barriers or some form of disability, there is a solution for that child. And that child, that solution begins with the mother accepting his or her responsibility to nurture the God-given talent in this child, that this child becomes our brigades who were labeled as slow learners. But today, Microsoft is belonging to him. It's his idea. So we have a duty as parents to nurture the talent and make sure that equality and equity in our homes is exercised. No one is being seen as better than the other one. And parents must stop living their dreams through their children. Yeah. If you didn't be a doctor, don't force your child to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. I need to announce language. Mm-hmm. Let the child find ways and you support what the child has interest on. Yeah. So I just want to say to Rise FM listeners, us, we have a responsibility to raise children in the ways of God. And we need to do it now and right here, that in the next generation beyond us, our children are living in spaces that are peaceful, where insult and ukthuka abantu, it's not just the order of the day, but it's something that rarely happens. So when we do that, we also need to make sure that our children are physically strong, emotionally stable, they can relate, be able to build relationship, and are able to forgive and love and all that. And they are also spiritually strong and intellectually strong. Intellectually strong, I don't mean ukuthi umntana mele enze science and maths. Intellectually strong is that we create that environment ukuthi umntwana intellectual capabilities are nurtured and are able to be embraced at home in a loving way and in a way that God loves. And also, let us not spare the rod. Umntwana uya prunwa things that that is the responsibility of the parents to actually shy abantwana kancane umhlalise phansi thethe swazi kancane umshaye lento lokuthi we can't discipline our children, we don't love them. Because a child has to be disciplined for them to understand that uthando does not mean you do what you want. Uthando means that somewhere, somehow, you will be disciplined. There will be measures put in place for parents to discipline abantwana.
Absolutely. Sis Connie, I unfortunately have to cut you because we've run out of time. But thank you so, so much. A powerful message
Amen.
Today. Raise your children in God's way. Retloba tia ganya neger.
Amen.
Okay. So find Sis Connie on social media. That's Connie. Mama?
Bye.
Bye.
That's kind of abuse.
No, no. Do not abuse the little ones. Connie Chwane on Facebook. Us at RiseFM943. She goes live when she's in studio. So in case you missed any of her messages on the show, her word that she spreads throughout the province on Monday, you'll be able to catch it on her Facebook profile. Here's EXOH.